What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilson.
Hello, Huggles.
And on time for the third day this week, continuing his streak, J. Anthony Brown. And the box office king of comedy, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Whoa. Do you Dos Equis know what today is?
What's today?
Say Thursday, my friend. I can't believe tomorrow's Friday. This week is shorter than the Spurs' heat.
Wow.
It's been a star-studded couple of days, too. We had Marion Barry, Bill Bellamy, and Kevin Hart. That sounds like the new Hangover. Mm-hmm. Think like a man, drink like a man, and smoke like a mayor. Speaking of which, I'm putting Marion Barry on my list tomorrow for not naming his book That B Set Me Up. I mean, he named it Mayor for Life, but if you think about it, That B Set Me Up and Hoes Ain't Loyal is the same thing. Imagine when Marion Barry got caught. He said, these hoes ain't loyal. That's gangster. If he was a rapper, he'd be Coolio. Speaking of changing the name, did y'all see what patented trademark supposedly canceled Redskins trademark?
I saw that.
Now we have to come up with a new name, a name associated with D.C. like the Washington Cherry Blossoms or the Washington Potholes or the Washington Parkways or the Washington Ticket Writers or the Washington Go-Go's or the Washington Wizards. I mean, let another team try and win with it. How about the Washington Chili Bowls or the Washington Ascots or the Washington Chuck Browns or the Washington Rifles or the Washington Memorials or the Washington Red Light Cameras or the Washington Flip Phones or the Washington Corruptions or the Washington Big Tears or the Residents or Rotans or the Washington Sarastas? I don't know. I got a plane to catch.